Deep Black, Payback, written by Stephen Kuntz and Jim DeFelice. Author's note. The National Security Agency, Central Intelligence Agency, Space Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, National Security Council, and Marines are, of course, real. While based on an actual organization affiliated with the NSA and CIA, Desk 3 and all of the people associated with it in this book are fiction. The technology depicted here either exists or is being developed. Some liberties have been taken in describing actual places and procedures to facilitate the telling of the tale. Details of some security procedures and apparatus at real places have been omitted or recast as a matter of the public interest. Chapter 1. Charles Dean glanced toward the sky as he stepped away from the building, noting the direction and speed of the clouds as they moved. It was an old sniper's trick, a habit burned into his being long ago, so ancient he did it unconsciously. And yet, if he had to use the information, if he were sighting a target at 500 yards across a hill obscured by thick vegetation, his eyes and upper body would adjust to the light breeze as automatically and easily as his feet adjusted to the uneven sidewalk.
"How's it looking, partner?"
boomed a voice in his head. Dean pulled a satellite phone from his pocket, fussed with it for a few seconds, then held it to his ear. The phone was just a cover. Like all Deep Black field ops, he communicated through a device implanted in his skull behind his ear. A tiny microphone sewn into his clothes picked up his voice. His belt held the rest of the unit, which transmitted through a satellite system. "Same as yesterday afternoon," he told Kajartan Tommy Magner Carr. "Two guards outside. I just finished setting up the video bugs."
"Booster transmitter is set,"